So we're going to, it's 5:30, and we're going to start the work session. So we have Mr. Trasher here from CHA and another young lady here.
Amy Franco.
And this, okay. You know, wonderful guy, you know.
I don't know that guy. But so you're going to fill us in on what we can do with the grants.
Well, so here, I wanted you to, so big picture on grants. And so Amy deals with a lot of the stuff we go on. And Sarah Stevens may be showing up as well. So I use our success in getting grants in the past is, you know, really working off a plan that a town has. Our least successful grant applications that we have put in for any municipality or any private client, because the way it works is New York State used to allow grant applications would come out at any time. You know, they would, the DOTs would put out theirs in March, EFC would put theirs out in September, you know, ESD would put out, and so it was confusing. And it was, so then they came and consolidated all the funding requests at one time. It goes in June, July timetable, but their requests come out in May. So you get, here's the pots of money that are going to be out there. But going back to this earlier statement is, you know, prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance, because a lot of towns will just see, look, there's $1 million, they have $25 million for park projects, you know, that they're going to get money out on. But a town has no plan, so they'll put in an grant application, we want to get so much money to build a park on South Street. But when, you know, the reviewers look at it first from the region, then if it gets scored well enough in the region, then goes to the state, it gets rejected, because when they're looking at the documents, is there's been no plan by anyone to do anything. So we're not telling you to go spend tens of thousands of dollars to draw a plan or do stuff. It's really, what does the board have as a vision, you know, working capital plan or something that you want to see between, you know, town hall, highway department, parks, roads, sidewalks, you know, whatever your grandiose wishes are, put them into a thing. And we used to use them for, you know, the economic, every year when they had the 50 or 100,000 community development grants, you know, there was always a working plan that, so when we would request money from the, for the town of Salina or village of Liverpool or village of North Syracuse, there was a plan that backed it up. So it wasn't just a grant request. You had a document where they could look like, hey, this is a vision of the leadership of the town or the village. So really tonight is sort of like, you know, what is your, you know, Amy can go through stuff that she's done, you know, with the villages and with the towns. I can talk about what we've done with EFC, but it's really, you know, when we're out there looking at stuff, you know, what is your ideas? And if we can, and maybe there is a capital plan that I just don't know about. And honestly, I haven't walked over to Al's office and said, hey, Al, is there a capital plan?
I see he likes to get real close to you during these meetings.
We have a six-foot separation.
Do you know each other?
Al and I. Amy and I can sit closer, you know. So it's really those type of things, because, like, what, you know, I'll just go back to the town of Salina days. We had plans in for redoing all of town hall where they're in an old school. We had stuff for rebuilding, you know, their highway department there. We had every park, we had sewers, we had every road categorized in the town, because we just didn't use CHIPS funds to fix roads. We would go out and bond and do things, and if there was other money out there, they would become big capital projects. So we had every type of scenario looked at, so if funding came up, we could go after it very quickly, and we weren't being like reactive of like, oh my goodness, you know, there's an infrastructure bill out here, we could go get a lot of money for roads, but we have no plans for our roads. All we have is like that the highway superintendent drove around and said, hey, there's a lot of potholes on Van Wee Drive East, we should go repave it. But, you know, everyone's ranked and scored, and it all may be there. As I said, I haven't gone to that, because really I want sort of your thoughts, your visions of like what you want to see that helps Amy and what she does formulate, hey, like, these are the things that, you know, we should start thinking about and come back to the board at an upcoming work session and say, okay, we need to put like a, you know, five, because those capital plans for community development weren't huge plans, you know, they were small little documents that you updated on an annual basis, and it was very beneficial in securing funds. So Amy, just go through some of the funds that, like,
there's so much money out there right now that it's kind of
who's, I've been really successful with doing a lot of like the smaller stuff, that you can get the smaller grants. It's not a huge application.
Such as what? Give us an example.
We've done one even through, it was the Main Street grant through mm-hmm. community development, and that was through the county, you know, through Ryan McMahon.
Yeah.
And it's not a huge application, but you work with a developer or a landowner, mm-hmm. and they want to either convert the business or do some facade improvements, those kind of things that don't have huge applications like the EFC or the grants.gov website.
That one this year is due on the 27th. We just talked about that.
Yes.
They extended it.
Yep, so that's one of the ones.
There's one business owner specific. Well, there's two now. I just got a call today about a business owner that's in the process of purchasing the Fireside Inn down here. I don't know who it is. Now, one of the questions I had from Mike LaFleur was, okay, if he doesn't own the property, can he apply for the grant? He's got to get back to me about that.
So yes. He just needs a letter from the property owner. Just
that they're in the...
I'm aware that you're applying for this.
Okay.
And they can pursue it because it's an initial one-pager.
Yeah.
And you just submit it, and then from there, they'll need more detail. And
so if there's another one, Case Marina, it used to be Cooper's Marina. I know they're doing all kinds of work there. Now, I got a call into the owner, and I told him, hey, this money's there. I know you're doing work. They haven't gotten back to me, so I'm going to follow up with that call. So would there be enough time for him if he had a plan, if he had an idea, to put together a plan to submit that by the 27th?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, then I'll follow up with him
and
tomorrow.
And there's no cost to the town. It's
right.
All on the business owner to supply that 25% match.
Yeah.
And then they get, you know, the rest.
Is your fee included in that match?
Well, I don't know. It might go through Al's side. I don't know. I don't know. That's not my side of it. That's the CHA's.
Would CHA's fee be included in the match?
Ours is separate. It would be separate from the grant because this is purely for the benefit of the business owners for the grant application.
Yeah.
So whatever agreement we have with the town would be separate.
We could apply on behalf of the business, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
We could do a contract with the business.
Well, I know it has to come. They told me today it has to come through the town, though.
Yes.
But you have to submit it on their behalf.
But if they, just so when I'm talking to them, if they contracted to you and say, we'll use $1,000. You know, your fee's $1,000 to put the grant together and stuff to get to the town. Would that be part of the 25% match for that business?
No, it would be completely separate.
That would be separate.
We would be doing the work on the behalf of the town.
Okay.
So then it's purely what the business is cost estimate, whatever quotes they've received.
Okay.
And 20% is on them, and then it's reimbursed.
I got you. Okay. I just wanted to get clear when I'm talking to them, you know, what their cost is going to be. But I know they got big plans. I don't know if they had plans already done and if they have time to even put the plans together. You know, I know they're looking at putting in a restaurant. They're looking at doing facades. They're looking at doing a lot of stuff because they did all the docks over there. They put a ton of money into those.
So, yeah, so I just used the one in North Syracuse. There was a ribbon cutting up for it a year ago, Main Street. It was done by a developer, sponsored by the village. We did the application. You know, you guys all get invited. County executive comes out, boom, cuts a ribbon, shows a fake check for how many ever, $500,000, you know, and then they can do it. That was to build a new apartment on, you know, Route 11 in the village of North Syracuse. So that was ripped down a cigar shop, ripped down this other building, and build a new building.
Or like rip down that old gypsum building there on 31 and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot. So those are those type of opportunities. And then you have go like the DOT grants.
I think the gypsum building was already, it's a historical site.
That's historic. We would have to get historic tax credits
on
that beautiful building with trees growing through the top of it.
Or like the TAP grant. Through the DOT, I mean, that's a huge, because you do have so many roads here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to do, you know, complete streets with bicycle ways or something, that's how you get that money, is to look at the whole picture. It's not just a roadway. So that funding is also out there.
Well, one of the things that with this, with Micron coming in, one of the things that you know, I talked about it, and Bob talked about it, are doing eventually doing a running and bicycle paths that could go maybe from the village all the way down to Onondaga Lake Park. So are those things, that type of thing. I mean, I think that would go by Radisson and then down 370 and connect, and then if we get the, we're working on a thing now with another developer to put some stuff in on Hayes Road, and we can incorporate that in there. Is that something that's available?
I would think so. I would think
that. Amy, and is there money available to actually develop a plan as opposed to just funding a specific project? So what Bob is referring to, there's no plan. From where Onondaga Lake Park ends in Salina all the way up to here, there's a couple of little sections, but we own the river. You know, not we don't own, but the riverfront, the potentiality there is to put a trail that would connect to the Erie Canal Trail that goes from Buffalo to Albany, that could go all the way up along the Oswego Canal up to Oswego. That would be unbelievable, but there's no plan.
So there actually is. So
I know the plan. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a Seneca River Trail.
I know that plan.
A design report that is out there, was funded previous administration, two administrations ago, gave the money back to the state.
Yep.
They didn't want to maintain it.
It's all been cut too. That whole trail was cut.
Yep. They gave the money back to the state because they didn't want to maintain it long term.
All right. Anyway.
You have four pots of money that are readily available to you with a phone call, which is your county ledge, your county planning. They have money for planning and stuff.
We're already doing that LWRP grant.
Yep, your state officials, your assemblymen, you know, so then you have your federal, your state. They have money out there right now that we've tapped through using like a SAM grant.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's available.
And then there's a lot of money for studies and grants. So like when it comes out, Empire State Development, you know, EFC, all these different funding agencies in the state, when they come through their CFA, have the ability, like Al printed it out for me the other day. All these, I'll use INI studies, you know. Places don't have a clue if they have inflow or infiltration. You've given your sewers away, so you don't need to worry about this. But INI studies, a lot of people don't have. Town of Salina got $100,000. You know, we did studies upon studies there, but they got another $100,000 to do Maddiedale. They got $40,000 to go study something in Lincourt. So they give it for those type of studies. They give it, you know, for setting up plans. Like if there was, I'll use here, if you could work between the village and the town, and let's say the town of Salina, like, hey, you want trails going somewhere? Anything where you have some intermunicipal type of stuff, it starts taking the points and ranking it up higher and higher if you want to see stuff. So, and there was some great master planning of that whole Erie Canal system. Our office did that all across New York State. So like, you know, back in our old office, we used to have this big, you know, map on the wall of the study that we did for biking, walking, mm-hmm. you know, from, you know, one side of the state to the other through the whole former Erie Canal system. You know, a lot of money, you know, a lot of money was spent on a study. A lot of money has not been spent on implementation. But, you know, like these are the type of things, if there's things you want to do, like
sewers, you know,
sewers is at the top of our list. Well, down on that Hayes Road area.
Sanitary sewers,
yes.
In terms of new systems.
Right.
So how does it, I'm just using, because you gave your sewers away, how does it work with new sewers and you're doing it? Is it you are...
Correct me if I'm wrong,
county,
yeah, but...
Like, hey, we want new sewers to sewer this area, or are you doing it?
I think we do it, and then we turn it over to them. Correct?
Once we accept
yeah.
it as a town,
yeah.
we yes, turn it over.
It becomes incorporated into the sewers
yeah.
with the county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... You know, the contractors or the town or whomever has to build it, and
right.
then they get turned over.
Right.
So like what you mentioned with Hayes Road,
yeah.
that score really high in the water quality improvement grant just because of frontage along the river.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely a project that the town should go after. The key piece of that is the pump station, the force main to get the waste back to the treatment plant.
And we're close to that.
We're close on that.
Yeah.
So that would be if that project is approved by the consolidated funding application deadline, we would, I mean, there's some things that need to happen to apply for that. You have to do the engineering study. The town will have to pay for that. The town will have to form the district. And that is going to be subject, it's going to be Article 12A in New York State town law, and it's subject to permissive referendum. So there are steps that have to be taken before you can apply for that water quality improvement grant for that neighborhood.
Wouldn't that, when we do that LWRP, mm-hmm. Wouldn't we be able to apply, I mean, yes. That could be part of that
yes.
when they do that study. That should be part
yes,
of that.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, because yes. we already got the money to look at that.
The timeline on that is it may not coincide exactly.
Yeah,
that's the region.
But the county has money as well, like
Correct.
You said. I know they have money because I've been told they have money. You know, I mean, so I don't know.
But you notice, I go to sewers, and I use it because it's a classic one. You know, we would, I hate to say it, if there was a problem, we would try to get into a consent order scenario. You don't like consent orders, but when you get a little red flag, it bumps, it gives you, with EFC, it gives you 1,000 points. And so, like, when you look at scoring on projects, once you get that 1,000 points that you're in violation, you go right up to the top of the funding list. So you could be doing everything great and proactive, keeping your sewers all flowing properly, and then you want to go get money to do a lining or an upgrade or something that needs to be done, but you get 792 points in from EFC. And once you get a red flag, so you could be at 792 wanting to do something, town right next door to you is at 792, but they got it into, there's violations because there's illicit discharges or stuff. They get 1,000 bonus points, and they're at the top of the funding list. So, like Salina back in the day, they got like $8.2 million to redo all the sewers and
Well, we got Hayes Road.
Yeah,
Hayes
I don't
Road,
think so I don't think we want to get a consent order until we know that money's out there yeah. to apply for it. That'd be like playing cards now. You know, I'm all in.
EFC always has money out there, so they have financing yeah. options. So they have 0% for 30 years. They have financing where it's half the going rate, so that's a benefit. And then they also have grants that they give out there. So. We can't tell you right now what the pool of money of how the governor's office is going to split it between transportation, you know, parks, you know, clean water, you know, different things that the different pools of money. But that's where I'm saying if you have a plan, like, hey, you want to have a park on the, you know, the peninsula end of town, you sort of have a master plan. If you want to have sewer issues, it's part of a plan. If you want to have walking trails going somewhere or sidewalks, it's part of a plan, simple plan, but it's that you've given thought about what you really want to do versus, you know, the day of the application comes out. Like, hey, you think you can get it done by the 27th, then you're writing up a grant application and you have none of the fluff stuff, because a grant application that's like this thick that goes in versus a grant application that has, you know, all the supporting documentation, this wins, this loses, you know, type of deal. And then it's also having, you know, the political push behind. So you're Brian May is pushing on the county side. You know, Rachel May is pushing. You know, wow, isn't that? Look, are they related? <Just kidding. laughs> No, but everyone's pushing, you know, in that same direction. Because you still, we were talking about this last night at a holiday party. It's like, Mannion, anytime you call him up, you know, for the village of North Syracuse, he was like, hey, I got money for this or I got money for that, and you know, there it would go. So I know things have changed, but you know, those type of relationships still need to be, you know, looked
well,
at.
Like, you know, we have a new senator now, and we had a good relationship with our last senator. We don't have any right now, so we'll see. We have to develop that relationship.
Correct.
Maybe he can, you know, grease the skids for us a little bit and make an introduction.
Okay. So those are things that are, you know, important. But honestly, it's, you know, like, you know, Bob, Pete, you know, Jeff, Kevin, like, what do you guys want to, like, if, you know, we heard sewers, you know, but, like, it's really taking these and consolidating.
I mean, I think we could come up with a pretty comprehensive list of at least a half a dozen things. I know, you know, like we were talking about the trails. We were talking about the roads. I mean, you know, there's plenty of roads. We can come up with a plan fast with the roads because we have plenty of those. Sewers, we can do that. Park, You know, there's four things right there that we could come up with the park. We already know there's five things we're working on right now, and we have some of that money. Sure. You know, we have $350,000 right now to go into the park, but we need some more money because, like, the bathroom, you know, went from 100, now we're up to like 300 or 400 to do what we want to do. The driveway to do the additional parking went from 50, now we're, you know, looking at 80. So we need some additional monies there. We got a trail that we want to do out there. We took in some land. We had a land swap, so we wanted to extend the walking trail from a half a mile to a mile. I mean, those are things we could come up with a plan very quickly, those four things. So, and then as we get going, if we don't know what's available, I mean, we could throw things out, you know, but, you know, what we're looking for are, like you said, ideas that maybe things you did in the past go, oh, yeah, we could do that.
Sidewalks, you know.
I have a question, Al. You recall a few years ago we had a handful or more serious concerns. We had concerns about guide rails in a variety of places throughout the town of Lysander. And we were constantly trying to find money for them. We were going to put jersey barriers up. We were going to do this. We were going to do that. What happened with that? Because that was a safety.
A lot of guide rails. We did put up quite a bit of guide rails.
Right. Did we put up enough? Did we get the job done?
The areas that were a primary concern, yes. We've taken care of. There's other areas that still should be addressed and still should be looked at, mostly rural country roads. But there's certainly areas that we could do safety improvements.
Your street was one, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was the one that kept harping on it.
A couple places on your street.
And I think you said to us, Bob, that, I mean, to me, you said, you know, there's a ton of them that need to get done. So,
yeah, there is.
So to Pete's point, put that on the list, absolutely.
Yeah. So the thing about grants that I think everybody's got to understand is lack of maintenance or care in the past doesn't necessarily attract new grant funding. Do you agree with that, James? So, like, if you don't take care of, like, a guide rail problem, per se, and it hasn't been an issue, you don't have a history of accidents, it's a hard thing to get funded.
Okay.
It's just a hard thing to get funded. With that being said, you know, if it was in a community development area, absolutely, that would be something that you could put on a community development application and probably get it funded. Where we've run into difficulties, as you guys know, our community development area recently has been the shore of the river west of Seneca Estates, and the Radisson Industrial Park area. That's the areas that we've been, you know, that we're eligible to apply for projects in. So we're kind of limited in the scope of what we can apply for, where we can apply for it. So you know, for sure there's opportunities out there, but for what, you know, would be maintenance type activities like that, your opportunity scale is small.
But again, those are, you know, we need to come up with a plan, and then it doesn't hurt to have a plan, and then apply for the money. If we get it, fine. If we don't get it, fine. I mean, and then, but
absolutely.
So you know that these are your eligible areas. Like, you know, this is
for what kind of?
Right
now, yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, it's changed every year that I've been involved in the town of Lysander. The areas that are eligible have changed every year, and it's been really. I mean, quite frankly, the southern portion of the Radisson residential area was in it 3 years ago, and it was like an area around Samantha Drive and
Brundage was in it last year too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the commercial park is still there, but it was like the areas. It was an area that you would be like, geez, how is this economically eligible for community development?
Brundage is still in there. I can't tell you your history, but
Brundage is still in there.
A community development grant application in a year, you're stupid. You know, every year in Salina, we would submit multiple ones. We would submit four and let them figure out what was the best, and we would send Amy over there to sit down with the folks at county planning to figure out which one was going to be ranked. You know, because it's good for us and it's good for you, you know, because it has to be designed at the end of the day, so we would get the design work and you would then get something done, you know, and it would, and I just use that because there, we would pick whatever, the Elder House, which was in Sarah Park, or we would pick, you know, like a sidewalk that needed to be replaced, or the medians in Mattydale.
Drainage projects.
You could figure out anything. People, I'll just use, people giving out money like to have their picture with something at the end of the day. So anything that you can build or that you can get a good, nice photo op with works well. Sewer projects also work well just because people don't like talking about crap in their basement. So if that's where consent orders, from an engineer standpoint, are fun, because then you can have happy people that can flush your toilets, it gets into the sewer, and it disappears. And I use this, if the school is running into issues with a septic system, you don't get the school into a consent order, but you get it to a point where you're going to have 1,000 little kids that can't go to school in a building because they can't flush the toilet.
And we have that now.
We have that.
So those are huge things that raise the bar of, you know, getting money through EFC, DPC, and then senators latch to that because this is great in county executives and county legislators because, hey, we're saving a school and we need our schools in this corridor because we have this, you know, project called Micron that's coming, and if people are going to build it, we can't be closing down schools because we don't have septic or systems that work or sewers. This, what do we need to do? So,
But in that area, like we're talking about water for the people out, you know,
Mills Road,
would that be like an applicable thing for a CDBG?
We got a CDBG for it.
We did. Right. That's what we're using for the study, right?
Yeah. Well, we've got.
But could we apply, let's say we build it, could we apply again for
another area further down?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Like Mattydale, we picked like one area, we had like 7 phases to it. Like, you know, it was like, because we knew the project was $1 million and we could get $100,000 a year. So, you know, we'd pick a section and you'd go right down Virgin Road, we'd fix this much of the median, then we'd fix this much more, and then we'd fix this much more. You know, whatever we could do for the $100,000 plus the matching portion, that's what we would do in either. Sometimes the town would throw in a little bit more to do a whole section, but it was systematically, but there was a plan. And that plan we stuck to, and once community development's into that plan, they don't want to see section one done and not section 2, 3, 4, and 5 done.
Well, but that, you know, like that, that, maybe we break that up into 3 or 4 sections over time and apply separately. Would we be eligible to get money every year for adding on to that water line?
As long as it stays in the community development eligible area. That's
if it moves.
Like, if you got water here, my chances are good the guy without water is still going to stay in the water.
No, but that line, yeah.
No, no, no. Well, if Matt, I don't know. If Matt 2 years ago, one of the areas that was eligible was the northwest corner of the town, like up by Copper Knoll and
Lamson,
like anything north of Lamson to the county line in each direction west of Plainville Road, I believe it was eligible. So it's like our areas have changed every year, and every year we've updated our 5-year plan based on the areas that are eligible that year. So that's a difficulty.
It's tough. You don't know how that'll work.
Community development, where Mattydale, because you got the downtown area, is always going to be eligible.
Right. That was recently in the paper. I think it was yesterday. Is one of the best places to live now, probably because all the grant money you got.
You know? Probably it was
a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. So then you also go to. I'll just use this, Amy. People might not be excited about sidewalks because but that's a big thing. You know, if you have the county planning folks come in and talk about what they want to see, you know, as part of the expansion is walkable communities. So like, you know. I think Amy, we got like $1.2 million for Chestnut Street to do some bike lanes and sidewalks, you know.
Right.
So, like, the money's out there, you know, like the mayor's vision in North Syracuse is they have new sidewalks everywhere. So, we just go attached to that and, you know, they hand it out. And, you know, prior mayors couldn't get anything, but Mayor Butterfield is like, he has a plan, sticking to the plan, and we apply. So, the first time I'll use it, and people hate it, you might lose. You know, but you learn because then you sit down with them once you lose a grant and say, you know, what do we need here? And they tell you, well, if you could add a few more businesses on Main Street or somewhere, say like, hey, we think this would be good. You know, and I go to the Village of Baltimoreville. If you want to have sidewalks at 48 going out to the little communities out there where you got developments, you know, that are following the town outside the village. You know, it's a benefit to the businesses in the village if you can have a walkable community, because people leave their house, they want to walk, they walk down to Angry Garlic for dinner, they go back, they leave the village, they walk home to their homes, instead of putting people in cars, because you can get money, you know, through, you know, clean air money, because you're reducing the carbon footprint. There's money out there for the craziest things.
EPA has ones for that too.
So we're all over the place, but it still goes back to, like, what are your desires? We're very early in the year, so this is why I said let's talk now,
yeah.
Because the CFA process starts later, and we can help formulate, you know, a 5-page little, you know, here's a simple capital plan. It doesn't need to be a book of something, you know, but just here's the project. And the county does a nice one. Here's the project, here's a description, and here's the cost. And that's what it is, and they use it to go seek funding, to do bond resolutions, to do whatever they're doing. But it gives a vision, it gives a guide, and it helps trying to go secure funds. So, that's my story.
So we got to come up with.
It. We can come back in 2 weeks, we can come back in a month and do another work session where you guys have come up with stuff and say, here's our thoughts, you know, Amy, help us, you know, and we'll send you copies of little capital plans that we've used for CBT, and different things.
Great.
So you can just see, you know, the level of effort we're talking about, you know. It's a pretty picture in a few words, but it's
we might have something that fits in exactly like what you were talking about. You know, change the names around a little bit, and you already have it ready. Like when you were talking about walking and bike lanes, you know, that's what we were talking about. You know, going out 370, going out Hayes Road by Timber Banks, you know, all in there. I mean, that's similar to what you're saying in the village of North Syracuse. So maybe we just got to tweak that around, and then. We'll come up with 3 or 4 or 5 things and then prioritize them. And because I'm sure there's probably pots of money. Some things would apply, like for sidewalks and bike lanes, and then other things will apply to roads, right? So they would be different. So you wouldn't be competing against yourself.
And it's good to have different money levels as well.
Yeah.
Big, obviously, like sewer projects, and then have like those smaller.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what we did last year with Mills Road and Brundage Road when we applied for it with the county. So we had two. One was 150, one was 50.
Yeah. I just use Town Hall. I don't look at it when I walk in, but handicap accessibility and things like that.
No, we have
Liverpool and Salina are struggling with that. We got money, you know, like $75,000 to put ramps in. So
yeah,
people could
we got some work to do.
Or
here.
We could use that new law. The governor put that new law in where you have to have milking or. Breastfeeding, not milking. Breastfeeding stations, rooms. Now,
no.
You know.
So I'm telling you, like, and Amy
sorry,
has one in here. We can send some stuff.
I'm the only woman in here.
Yeah, sorry, you know me.
You know, around, like, you know, like her little thing here that's in this package is like people get, you know, excited about, you know.
There's 109 grants that are on this list.
Yeah, for just for play and recreation, you know, type of stuff. You know.
I didn't know what we were going to talk.
So,
we got plenty of that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, like I said, we have money from Senator Mannion, $200,000 for a fitness area, outdoor fitness area, and then we want to also do the upgrade the little kids' playground from 2 to 12, and then do a parking lot, the walking trail. There's one more thing I can't remember what it is, but at least those 4 things right there. We could come up with a plan right away.
Yeah.
Well, you guys just go like, you're like, okay, Duke Energy isn't the area, but these are national grants. They're like in the year of 2021, they were given $30 million out for, you know, play and recreation, Duke Energy, you know. So you wouldn't know about this, you know, these are things that all come part of the package, you know. State Farm Insurance, you know, they got $30 million. So then you figure these things out, you know, like if you're going to try something, you know. I'm not saying we go after all these things, but there's a million different ways that people don't know. And you always see it on TV. Look at all these opportunities, get free money. It is because, you know, they have foundations, charitable causes. Some they'll give to public entities. Some they want for not-for-profit. So it's really just, once again, knowing, you know, and then attacking. And don't do, you know, have a rifle approach to what we want versus a shotgun, because
if you just scatter stuff out there, you're never gonna strike anything, but be focused. If you wanna go get, you know, sewer money, we formulate a plan and we do it, you know? And then the greatest thing that we got, you know, is, you know, in the city of Syracuse, you know, the former mayor of the city, Matt Driscoll, he might, I don't care what persuasion he is, Republican, Democrat, or whatever. He was the commissioner of EFC. He was the commissioner of the DOT. He was the commissioner of the Thruway. He's retired now. You know, he's a resource out there where you can talk, you know, where he's in the community like, hey, you know, can you assist? You know, what do you know? And because I had lunch with him the other day to say, hey, you're now retired. What are you doing? You know, and what can you help with? And guys like him are there to help, and they got a Rolodex that's much larger than ours, and people will pick up the phone when they call. So I'm not saying he's the only answer, but those are the type of things that we got to use our political relationships, our community relationships, just to push and, you know, go get what you want. But the ones that have been not successful is like, hey, you do a little grant over here, do a little grant over here, and you get nothing. But if that focused approach with a plan will get you what you need, and it can be a lot more money than you've been getting in the past.
Good. No, I like it.
And Al's done a great job getting your grants in the past, but, you know, it's really just diving in deeper.
But again, I mean, we could be focused on sewers, we can be focused on parks, we can be focused on roads, and be applying for all of those at the same time, right?
Correct.
I mean, we have a plan of, you know, like with the sewers, we could come up with a plan in 5 minutes, right, Al?
I mean, it's
almost all done.
The preliminary work is done.
Yeah.
Like I said, we have to move forward with district formation.
Yeah.
And an actual design study.
And we got
the preliminary work of, hey, this is what the district is going to be. This is how many people it's going to serve. This is the benefit to the community and the Seneca River. Now it's just a matter of the town board taking the next step.
And we got the school
district formation.
The school's on board with it because they need to have this done. That's why we're working on this letter of intent. So, you know, there's a time frame for us. We need it in a couple of years. So a lot of that's already in place. So if we could get additional monies to help us with that or extend it or bring in Malia Park and Brick Walk, I mean, those would be big. Then with the park, we already have these projects ready to roll. I mean, and all you'd have to tell me, okay, how much detail do you need? And the parks director, he could do those right away because we've been talking about it for 3 years now. The roads, I mean, obviously the roads, I don't know where we are with that. I think we'd have to have Ken come up and get a little bit more detailed with that, but.
But your intern 2 years ago did a great job too, doing a numbering of all
the and you know, we haven't gotten the buy-in from the highway department in the past on continuing that study. I think it's valuable information. I think having a view from 10,000 feet and doing a visual assessment of every road and categorizing the needs of it is an asset. It is, especially from a funding standpoint. It's an asset. It's something that we should be doing.
Well, if they use that software and they use those guidelines, that's a tried and true method of establishing criteria on what the roads are like.
You just got to get buy-in from highway to continue with the program.
I know.
And it's been strong. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
No, it's a great program. We did it in Salina, and that's how they got money. And we had it every year, and things would go up and down. Like, you could have, you know, Maddie Ave be number one, you know. Every year they would take care of their top five in the list. But number six, maybe Brookfield Ave. But it might not make it to number one next year because during the winter, crap happened on something. So it may go to number five, but they can only fund the top four. So it's always on the list. There was how many ever roads, number one down to bottom, number one fixed, number 297, you're good. You know, so once you fix
you know, I'm gonna use Family Drive East because the whole road should have been fixed. They'll pour it out.
I just think it's the person that lives on that road.
I think it's the abuse of the people driving on the road.
That would have fallen to the bottom if you just would have done one additional section. Like, let's do the left section and the right section. Let's forget the middle section where James lives, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Why do you think we forgot that?
I saw James walk in the night the light was down.
We took care of Doyle Road, right? Doyle Road's fine.
Well, now you're in a position to say, hey, that's number one.
No, I would never do that. The roads you live on, and I use this as town board members, always fall down to the bottom because that's the last thing that you want. And I remember that, like, hey, you know, town board members lived on one of the roads, was in the top five the first year we did that. It's like, you did that just to take care of us. I'm like, honestly, guys, you know, I don't know where half the town board members live, you know. We go out and we do it based on, you know, raveling, cracking, alligator right. cracking, longitudinal cracking, drainage, the whole nine yards. And here it is, you know. If you don't believe us, let's go for a ride, you know.
He's been down a spree lane.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So I understand you're a landscape architect.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of parks projects that I'd like to get you together with our parks director. And because we're ready to do, these are almost ready. You know, we have all the money. The other two, we have some of the money. So we'd like to get going on it. Maybe get the other money to get it done.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So any thoughts?
Do you have a card?
Nope. Oh. I'll email you.
Yeah. So
I'll give you my card.
So and I can send an email out to everyone with contact. So if there's stuff that you think about, email Allie, me, or I, and I'll send out an email tomorrow. I'll say, just thoughts, because then. It's things that, you know, when we're in conversations, and it could be stuff where we're doing stuff, something in Schenectady, or they're talking about something we don't even think about here, but you bring it up and it
right.
touches, and we'll do the same thing.
Or your recommendations as well, too. I mean, you guys are both Lysander residents, you know, and Al's a taxpayer as well, too.
Right.
So anything that you think of, too, that you see, you know.
Ooh. All right.
You got a lot there.
It's a little dated, but.
What's the guy
you probably, that? Are there notes on the back?
Crossed off Al's name, your name's on it, Amy.
It's all good.
The contact info is the same.
Right.
Email and phone and everything.
I got that. Right, thanks.
Yeah. So, you know, on your other works, that's business, unless you got questions.
So are we just sending individually to you? I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, I think, you know, we brought them in to, you know, so we get an idea of what we're talking about. And I think... I mean, as you come up with ideas, let's put them together, what everybody has as an idea, and then we'll sit down and we'll talk about them. And, you know, we'll rank them, you know.
Well, say what. Give a month and we come back and, you know, not the next meeting, the following meeting, have another half-hour work session of just what you come up with, thoughts of.
That's the one for the 27th, so you have a hard copy.
Yeah, okay.
With the requirements on the back.
Yep.
So, but I'll follow up with you on that.
Okay.
So we can
Yeah.
Make sure you get that.
Well, I already made a call to them. I haven't heard back, but I'm going to make another call because I know they have stuff to do.
Okay.
And nobody else has applied other than the one one call I got today.
Okay.
So,
well, that's what I would say. You guys think, as I said, if there's stuff that you would say, like, hey, is this, you know, a potential, shoot an email and, you know, you can have that with Amy, but then we come back in a month from now and we'll just, say, what are your overall thoughts? We'll send out, you know, in an email to the entire group, you know, little capital plans that we've done. I'll send you the Salina one, which turned out to be about this thick. We don't want you to get into, but like other ones that we've used for other places, like Portsmouth, Liverpool, Salina for CBG stuff, that type of stuff.
Okay. Those are through the county, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you got to get one of those every year. If you're not getting one every year.
No, we have been. We've been.
Saying, I don't know. As I said,
we've been getting them every year since I've been here. Anyway,
you know,
we've been getting them.
We've been getting them every year. I mean, we don't necessarily get the number one project every year, but we've been getting them, and we don't necessarily get the money, all the funding that we ask for, but we've been getting them. Yeah, consistent.
And they just like making sure you get them done because we were, you know, there's years where you know things you get the money and then you let it lag and. Community development doesn't like that either. They like seeing that the money they allocate is expended, and so they can see it's being used and it's not being like stockpiled.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing with grants. If you're gonna go get it, you got to be ready to spend.
5% matching grant. And you're going for $2 million, you got to have in your coffers, you know, that percentage ready to go, because when you get it awarded, they don't want you to sit and say, well, we got to figure out about, like,
hey, come up with our door.
Tony, we got to get a bond resolution together and let's think about this and permissive referendums. And
most of these grants want a commitment via resolution of the town board that the funding will be made available for the match,
right,
before they, you know, as part of the application process.
Yeah. I mean, if we need something done,
yeah,
I mean, we'll get it done.
No, but there's a lot of other places that don't do it. They sit there and do it. You put it in and like, okay, guys, you know, this is great. Like, you know, they want to give you the money, but you're now scratching your head like, how are we going to get it? That would go. So, okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
I just want to hear what else is going on in town, so I just want to see my, you know, elected officials at work.
Well, we only got one other thing. ARPA funding. By Mr. Rode.
Yeah, I stopped by the Lysander Public Safety Coalition meeting Monday night over at Belgium Cold Springs, and I started the conversation about, you know, my idea of looking toward, you know, what the fire districts need and, you know, possible uses of ARPA funds. So my next step is reaching out to different fire districts and talking to commissioners, because they're the people who make the financial decisions. Kit Thompson and Tom Perkins were, you know, I brought up the idea of the study from 2012 where the fire study was done about fire protection in the town of Lysander and, you know, where we lack, where we should go. And, you know, that study, sort of like our club, asked to be revisited in 5 or 6 years to see where it could be. The man who did that study is retired, but Tom Perkins has kept in touch with him, and Mike D'Alessandro, and he had said, if you guys ever want to revisit it, I wouldn't have a problem going forward and, you know, starting where I left off and seeing where the town is now 10, 12 years later. So it's just preliminary. I just wanted to, you know, keep people updated on my quest on that arm. And, you know, as I get further along, or, you know, I told them that, you know, Plainville had, you know, sent us stuff about getting, you know, a sign for recruitment and retention. And that's a huge thing. There is, I don't know if everybody's heard about it, I'll leave this. There's a breakfast on January 28th with a fire coalition for the county that they've invited elected officials, you know, fire chiefs, commissioners to come. They're gonna have a conversation about pretty much where the state of emergency services are in Onondaga County and a couple guest speakers. So it's 8 to 11 on Saturday morning, the 28th. There is information there where if you wanted to go, I asked the lady to go, and she said, yeah, sure, no problem. So they just ask you RSVP if you're interested in going. So I'm going to attend that. But it was good to see. I haven't been to a codes meeting in 5 years, 6 years, and it's good to see that the, you know, the district's still 10. There's still, you know, probably 4 or 5 of the 7 different fire chiefs were there in attendance. And, you know, we have a unique thing in Lysander having that codes program where they are, you know, our municipalities are working together as best as they can, you know, given circumstances. But having people to do fire service is really the biggest issue. So that was it. Just wanted to keep everybody updated.
Well, you know, on that note, Kevin, it's interesting you brought this up. It was just coincidental. One of the former fire commissioners for Plainville, who was a friend of mine, worked with my wife and is a teacher over at North Syracuse Schools. He's now a fire commissioner again. We were just chatting the other night. And I said, you know, Ken, it's Ken Landon. You know, I think you know Ken. What's going on with, like, you know, your problem is you don't have people volunteering anymore. And I said, is it because we've got the husband and wives that everybody's work? He says, Bob, that's not the problem. It's always been like that. And, you know, I'm not asking for you for the solution, because I don't think the solution is something like you can just snap your fingers. But, you know, why is it that kids, in high school, for example, aren't as attracted as they might have been 30 or 40 years ago, and then those kids, when they turn into adults, stick with it. What's missing? And you know, what goes through my head is that it's like a marketing thing. It's almost a marketing public relations thing. And, you know, not that I would want to spend ARPA money just like that, but, you know, maybe some kind of marketing study ought to be funded to figure out how do we get people to understand that there's a, not only is there a problem, but it's a wonderful opportunity to give back to your community. I mean, if those guys weren't in the firehouse up at Lysander in 1994, my house would have burned to the ground. It happened to be that there was a meeting that night and they were all there. I lucked out in that respect.
Right. Yeah.
But had that not been the case, I think, and they all told me your house would have been, you know, foundation level only, because they wouldn't have been, the fire was raging that bad. But so I guess the question that I have, and I'm not asking you for the answer, it's just kind of out there, you know, is there a way to through some kind of marketing campaign to actually get people interested? Because I think if you ask people on the street, what do you think about the fire service, they're going to shrug their shoulders and say, oh, yeah, it's out there. And they don't have a clue that it's in such desperate straits right now. They don't really know.
Yeah, and this isn't a central New York
problem. No.
This is a, you know,
but is there something nationwide. Is there something that we could shine locally to say, well, we're doing something about it? I don't know. I mean,
well,
I'm
I guess
not.
You know. Brian May, I guess the county at the meeting, Brian May has secured $25,000,
okay,
and they're going to try to run TV, radio ads.
Oh, well, there you go.
And what it'll be is it'll give you a phone number or a website. And then I guess what the process will be is they'll ask you, where do you live? And then they'll direct you to, you know, your local fire department in your area.
Right.
So that I believe the county is going to start moving forward with that process shortly, which was great. I didn't know, you know, Legislator May was already working on that part. And,
good,
you know, they have other money that the county has secured for them on and off where they're trying to work toward that. But a lot of it is the hours.
Right.
You know, it's no longer just showing up to the fire hall when my father was volunteer fire. You know, you had very little training. But there's a reason you have training now. You know, you
right,
don't want people getting hurt. You don't want people in a fire, you know, in an active fire that aren't trained internally. So the training is really the biggest part. And, you know, and even there was a recruitment and retention task force by the state, and they're looking at other ways of possibly paying a volunteer besides the tax credit, you know, for property tax credit or the income tax credit that they currently have. They're looking at ways of maybe increasing that. And, you know, and that brought up, well, if the county does approve that, then how does that work? And I'm like, well, normally the town would have the opportunity to decide where they want to fall on that scale,
sure,
similar to the senior and disability thing that we just, you know, increased.
Great.
But they are working toward it, but it's, you know, it's a slow process.
Yep.
So, but it was informative. And they meet... they meet bi-monthly now. So, that was it.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. I'm gonna
all right. So the work session closed at 6:23.